The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
Parashat Ba'alotcha begins with the description of Aaron the priest lighting the menorah in the tabernacle. This is a mitzvah, as Chazal indicates here in this context, that there is no Heg Dorot, it's a mitzvah forever and ever. And in the temple, after the tabernacle, there was the temple in Jerusalem, the first temple, the second temple. And even in our days of exile, that is not a temple, still the candles are ignited when we light every year the Hanukkah candles, or when women light the Shabbos candles. Candles are something, lighting the candles, the deep meaning of the mitzvah to light the candles, which actually means to light the Jewish soul, that the Jewish soul is likened to a candle, as the verse says, Ner Hashem Yishmat Adam, the candle of God is the soul of man. He commanded to make sure that the candle is on fire. That is the beginning of the mitzvah that begins this week's Torah reading Ba'alotcha. Once more, Ba'alotcha means to raise up, which means to ignite the candles. Ba'alotcha Tanevot. The fact that there are in the temple there are seven candles that correspond to the seven archetypal Jewish souls that exist. On Hanukkah, when there are eight candles, that even reveals a higher level of the origin of the Jewish soul, even than the seven in the temple itself. But the candles are the souls, and the soul has to be visibly ignited. Now, when the Torah says "Ba'alotcha Tanevot," that you have to, the candles have to lift up. The Aaron, the priest, has to light the candles. The phrase that Chazal used to explain what this means. It's a very important phrase that reads in Hebrew, Shal Hevet Olah Ad Shetei Shal Hevet Olah Me'eleha, that he has to, it's like you hold when you're lighting a candle, you have to make sure and to hold the match that you're lighting the candle with to the extent until you see visibly that the candle is burning by itself, that it no longer needs your active touching it or assistance in order for it to shine and be on fire. That's called Shalhevet as the flame, that you have to see the person that is performing this commandment, that that's the most important image and meditation of this week's portion, is lighting candles. Once more, Chazal say that this act is an eternal act of the Jewish people, Jews, and it's one of the signs of being a Jew, is that Jew lights, is a candle lighter. He's always lighting candles. Even when a Jew studies, it says in Sefer HaKuzari, he studies, or he does, or he prays, he does another mitzvah. So, he sways back and forth, and to all sides, that swaying is just like the flame of a candle. Because he has performed this commandment of lighting the candles, but the word Ba'alotcha means that the candle has to rise up, is interpreted to mean that you have to light it to the extent that now the candle is going to remain by itself, it's on fire, and it's swaying back and forth, and it's stable, and in its sway, it has reached a state of stability, that it can be left on its own to continue to shine. So the word for the flame that is now independent. Well, what does this teach us? That when a person says you teach another Jew, you want to ignite another Jew or another human soul, you have to ignite him to the extent that he is no longer dependent visibly on you. He has to become independent. It's a very, very basic principle of teaching. In previous In our previous meditations, the previous parts of the Torah, we see the tremendously strong relationship between a teacher, a true mentor, a true Rebbe, and his Talmid. But this is not what we're saying now. It's not just that it's not contradicting what we said, it's even enhancing and augmenting what we've said before. That the true sign of union, just like of male and female union, is that each one is mature in itself. That one's love for the other person is an independent act. That each one is consciously and willfully, voluntarily connecting himself and giving birth. So once more, unless you lit the candle to the extent that the flame rises up by itself, you have not yet lit the candle. If all the time you have to be touching it every second to make sure that it continues to be on fire. That's the image and the meditation of this week's portion, of the beginning. Now, there are two very important numerical phenomena about the word shalhevet. That's the word that's used here by the sages, the flame. Everything depends here on the shalhevet, the flame that goes out by itself. The numerical value of this word shalhevet is 737. In the Torah, the most important phrase that equals that number of shalhevet is when the Torah commands us, this is something that we read twice or three or four times every day, Kriyat Shema, when we say Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, after uniting God's name, that God is one, then we continue with the second verse, the following verse that reads, and you shall love God your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. That the phrase is b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol mo'odecha. Now those three levels of loving Hashem with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might altogether exactly equal this number of this one word. We see that sometimes here we have six, it's a whole sentence of six words, but altogether, if you calculate the numerical value, it altogether equals exactly 737, which is translated into one single word, which is shalhevet, flame. So what are we taught here? We're taught several things. First of all, we're taught that to ignite a soul is basically experience of love. But the candle experience, and there are other attributes of the heart, there's love and there's fear and awe and mercy, compassion and trust and sincerity and truthfulness, devotion and humility. There are many other attributes of the soul, but to set souls on fire is love. As we see the image used over and over again, especially in the Shir HaShirim, that love is called a flame. Yishpei Esh Shalhevet Kar is the most important time that this word Shalhevet, the flame, appears in the whole Bible, in the whole Tanakh, is in the context of the epitome of love as it's described in the Song of Songs. It's called Shalhevet Kar, the flame of God. That love is the flame of God. That's why also the person that's responsible for lighting the candles is the priest, especially Aaron. In Kabbalah, Aaron is the secret of Ahava Rabba, great infinite love. So when he lights the candles, he's giving his love, his experience of love, to other Jewish souls. And that's the candle lighting. So meaning that when if we say that this week's meditation is that Jews are candle lighters, so that means that Jews have this great infinite love in themselves and are able to ignite other souls to the extent that each one in himself is able to experience independently, no longer dependent upon the person that ignited. Ad shetei shalhevet olam me'eleh. Now, nonetheless, we see that there's no other place in the Torah that this phrase is used, but all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind, just in the context of love. Of this great love. Since that phrase equals exactly the same number as shalhevet, so it means that the flame itself must have three levels to it. It also lifts up in that order, that the lowest level is called with all of your heart, and then there's a level above that which is with all of your soul, and then a level even above that, which is with all of your might. And only when one has achieved all of these three levels, ever ascending levels of love, can we then say that the flame is complete and is now independent of the lighter and lifts up by itself. Meaning that if a person only has yet the level, the first level with all of your heart, and even if he has also the second level with all of your soul, his flame is not lifting up by itself. It still needs input from this, from a outside source, as it were. And it's only when one has reached the third level, which is with all of your might, then the flame is now complete, and that's the performance of the commandment. Now, in Sefer Yetzirah, the way it's explained in Kabbalah, the very first classic book of work of Kabbalah is called the Book of Formation, Sefer Yetzirah. Also, we find the word Shalhevet in a very central part of the beginning of the book. It says that all of the divine emanations are all like a shalhevet kshura b'gacheret, that's the phrase in Hebrew. They're all like a flame connected to the coal, which is the source of the energy source that the flame is coming from. But all of the 10 divine emanations of light through which God creates the world are all like one flame. That's the word that you shalhevet. So in the commentaries on Sefer Yetzirah, it says that when you observe this, then a very beautiful meditation, especially when all of the women will light the Shabbos candles on this week of Baha'alotcha, that one is supposed to meditate upon the three levels that you see in a candle. And until you see, first when a woman lights the Shabbos candles, the custom is to close the eyes. And only after saying the blessing does one open up the eyes. And then one sees the candle. And experience the candle that you see, one should see three levels of the candle. That there is the level of the fire that is adjacent, taking hold of the wick. And that in the Zohar is called either the blue flame or the black flame. That is actually burning the wick. Around that is the white flame called Nohor HaChivra. But even above that, above the white flame, is a very secretive aura of light that is above it. Now the words for these three levels that one has to see in the candle, the flame, the base point of the flame that is actually connected to the wick symbolizes the body, or the physical dimension of the heart, that the heart is on fire, on flame. But relative to the whiteness, it's still black or blue. That level, which corresponds, these three levels correspond to the three loves. This is what one is to meditate upon in the candle. That the black flame is loving God with all of your heart. That all of your heart means your physical heart. That's why we're taught that the mitzvah of loving God, or loving one's fellow Jew, loving the Torah, loving the people of Israel, the land of Israel, any true love has to affect physically the physical heart. That's the blue part of the flame. That the term for that is the chashmal. Chashmal is a very secret word that appears in the book of Ezekiel at the beginning in the vision of the divine chariot. So in Kabbalah, the mystical word for that flame is the chashmal. The second level above that, which is the white part of the flame, which doesn't touch the wick, that's loving God with all of your soul. Once more, the soul is not now actually touching the body, it's just touching that other dimension of the flame that does touch the body. And that is called esh, it's just called fire. And at the higher, the more the secretive level, which is above that, the aura above that, the halo, as it were, that you see above that, is called Noga. Noga lo saviv. And that corresponds to loving God with all of your might. And if you have all three, then you have the full shall have it. So also the amazing phenomenon is that when these three terms that are brought in Kabbalah, in interpretation of the teaching in Sefer Yetzirah, which are Chashmal Esh and Noga, so also together exactly equal the word shall have it, which is the flame. So the meditation is the shall have it rising up with its own power independently, equals with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might, and also equals the same as the three levels of the flame itself, the physical levels that you see with your eyes, that are the Chashmal and the Esh and the Noga Lo Saviv. So this week then we are to reveal in our hearts complete love for God, and complete love for God includes all of the other things that a Jew is commanded to love, as we mentioned before. This is a week of lighting the candles of love.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galina means, open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah. Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginzburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God, and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinite team and participate with Rabbi Ginzburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah, and Hasidut. Together, the Galinite team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinite team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. Or email us at inner@inner.org.